Do you think people who submit their will to the will of God are so narrow-minded they could look through a keyhole with both eyes at the same time? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the joy of knowing Christ as the Lord of my life. The Bible says, He is Lord of all. Now Jesus means that He is our Savior. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. His name Christ means that He is the unique Holy One of God, God's only begotten Son. His name Lord signifies obedience. Jesus said, And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? He said, You call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. He is our Master, our Teacher, so He is not to be disagreed with. Our Lord is to be obeyed. The central issue is this, is He the Lord of my life? Have I submitted my will to Him? Does Jesus have control of my life? And He said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now what does it mean to give up all right to myself? The answer is given in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We should not live for ourselves, but for Christ. The Bible says, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You see, when we are born into the kingdom of God, there's a king over us, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, how do I know if Christ is the Lord of my life? Well, one thing I can do is to look at my check stubs. What do I spend my money on? How do I spend my time? What pleasures do I enjoy? Worldly things that draw me further from God? What is my attitude toward Him regarding fellowship in the Word and prayer? Do I take a soft attitude toward sin? Or do I lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? Do I need to pray a prayer of repentance to the Lord? Thank God for 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can start all over, fresh, clean. You can purpose today to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, to follow Him, to obey Him, to trust Him, and to love Him. You can pray, Dear Lord Jesus, today I give my heart and my life to Thee. I commit myself to Thee as my Master and Lord. In response to Thy call, my Son, give me Thine heart. I now give my heart to Thee. May God bless you as you experience the Lordship of Jesus Christ day by day.